Greetings. This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God, and we are established in Jesus' name. Thanking God for another Sabbath day in the School of Wisdom. And we're so grateful for our great pastor, a teacher sent from God, teaching us the true Word of God, guiding, instructing us. We are so grateful for him. And I'm thanking God at this time. I present unto you our great pastor and teacher, Perry Boyd.
Thank you, evangelists, to our elders, missionary deacons, all the saints, all that hear my voice. We do greet you in the name of Jesus, another Sabbath day. We're glad to be with you. We are God's covenant church. We are the church of God, and we are established in Jesus' name. His name is called the Word. We're grateful for our great Bishop Barfield, our great Bishop Philip, our great Bishop Dorothy, for the stand they took, the life they lived. They're in the bosom of God. We're continuing steadfast in the prophets and the apostles' doctrine. This is the Sabbath day, the day that God sanctified. This is the day of rest. This is the day that the Father rested and ended all of his work. And this is the day we also rest. It's in his word. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. And I'm grateful for all of those who have gone on, all of his anointed. They're called great men. And I'm glad to be a part of that great cloud of witnesses. We're going to talk about the game of life today. It's a parable. Before we get into that, great men.
Of God, make me the great man. The salt of the earth, a city set on a hill. The light of the world, make me the great man. Run, run through the streets of Jerusalem and see now and know in the broad places there. the great men. Those who know righteousness, give me the great men. They've entered in God's rest, give me the great men. Walk in the Spirit.
Those that keep God's commandments. Those that obey God's word. Deacon Debbie, let's make our announcements.
You can
Thank
visit
God.
Us anytime for our broadcast messages on the World Wide Web
Thank
at
God.
www.godscovenantchurch.org.
Thank God.
Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us anytime at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Now the pastor.
Thank God for you, Deacon. This is God's Covenant Church. And we hope you enjoyed the number. Want to talk about the game of life. It's a parable. Before we get into that, Matthew's 13 and 1. While you're getting that, Deuteronomy 4 and 6 says, keep therefore and do them. For this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. To understand God's word, you must keep and strive to keep God's word. It's his commandments. And because so many don't know that the commandments is yet alive, yet required, that the Lord did not destroy the law or the prophets, they cannot understand his word because you truly don't have it. But this way of life, God's word, it's a game. It's a game that you're put into when you come into this world. And if you don't know the game of life, you are going to lose. It's a parable, but yet truly it is a game. Because God knows our beginning and our ending, he's not being unfair to put you in it. Because he knows if you're going to obey, if you're going to make it, you need to know the rules of the game. If you're not going to obey God, God knows your beginning and ending. So many never know they're in the game because God knows you're not going to do it. Matthew 13 and 1 says what?
The same day when Jesus out of the house and sat by the seaside,
mm-hmm.
and great multitudes were gathered together unto him, so that he went into a ship
what?
And sat, and the whole multitude stood on the shore.
Read what?
And he spake many things unto them in parables.
He spake in parables what?
Saying, behold, a sower went forth to sow.
So now he's giving you a parable about agriculture because his life is like unto that. Mm-hmm. We, the people of God, wherever you may be, we're like seed sown in the earth. That's one parable.
Mm-hmm.
Read the 33rd verse.
Mm-hmm.
What does it say? We're not going to read all the different like unto's.
Mm-hmm.
But he spoke to the people in parables, and that's why I'm speaking to you today in a parable, the game of life.
Mm-hmm.
33rd verse, brother.
Another parable spake he unto them.
What?
The kingdom of heaven is like unto leaven, which a woman took
what?
And hid in 3 measures of meal.
Well, we are hid in the earth. We're like a treasure. As God's word is, it's like a treasure hidden in the field.
Yes.
And if you find it, you purchase the whole field because of the treasure you've found.
Mm-hmm.
Here he's likening it unto leaven mm-hmm. that's hid in meal, what?
Yes, till the whole was leavened.
What?
All these things spake Jesus unto the multitude in parables.
What?
And without a parable spake he not unto them.
So it's not about, what are you talking about? I don't understand. He spoke to them in parables because he knew those that had an ear to hear was going to pick up what he was saying.
Yes.
It's a parable today.
Yes.
Let's go to Deuteronomy 30 and 15.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you mean this is the game of life? It is. And if you don't know the game and the rules of the game, you're not in it. And if you're not in it, you lose. If you're in it and you don't follow the rules, you lose anyway.
Yes.
So that's what it means. They that perish without law, that don't know the law, you perish without law. And those that know the law, if you don't obey the law, you perish.
That's right.
So, you know, it's either way.
Yes.
Those that are not going to obey God, whether you know about the law or not, you're not going to make it if you don't obey. And if you're not going to obey, so many never even hear about it because God knows your beginning and your ending. That's why so many died in the flood because God knew they weren't going to obey his word.
Mm-hmm.
So he didn't kill the righteous with the unrighteous. Matthew 30 and 15, what does it say?
See, I have set before thee this day.
What?
Life and good and death and evil.
Here is the game. Life and good. Death and evil. Mm-hmm. What?
In that I command thee this day to love the Lord thy God, to walk in his ways, and to keep his commandments.
What?
And his statutes and his judgments.
What?
That thou mayest live
this
and multiply.
This is the purpose, that you might live and multiply. What?
And the Lord thy God shall bless thee in the land whither thou goest to possess.
That's the prize. Blessings. Living forever, life and good.
Yes.
But what?
But if thine heart turn away, so that thou wilt not hear,
what?
But shall be drawn away and worship other gods and
what?
Serve them,
what?
I denounce unto you this day that ye shall surely perish.
This is the game. If you turn from the word, you're going to perish.
Mm-hmm.
You begin to worship other gods. That's why he said in his word, thou shalt have no other gods before me. Read.
Mm-hmm. And that ye shall not prolong your days upon the land.
What?
Whither thou passest over Jordan to go to possess it.
What?
I call heaven and earth.
Now I got witnesses. I got heaven and earth because heaven and earth is going to be here forever.
Yes.
And because of the way heaven and earth is, you cannot say it's not a god. Because heaven and earth didn't get here by itself.
All right.
I call heaven and earth to record
this day.
And heaven and earth is God's people that's walking upon the earth. Because they're in heavenly places.
Yes.
Somebody the witness.
Yes.
I call heaven and earth to record this day against you. What?
Against you. That I have set before you life and death.
Somebody had to know that God has set life.
And death.
And death. What?
Blessing and cursing.
Well, who was that? Moses knew it. That's why he told us about it.
Yes.
Because he gave it to Moses because Moses was in heaven.
Yes.
And he was to record what God had given to the people that would live for him.
Yes.
Read.
Therefore, choose life.
What?
That both thou and thy seed may live.
Here is the game. Choose life that you'll live.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Let's go to 1 John 3 and 4.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get the rules of the game because you need to know what you need to do to stay out of death.
Yes.
He just told you in general terms.
Mm-hmm.
Death if you don't obey.
Yes.
We're going to get more details about the rules of the game. 1 John 3 and 4, what does it say?
Mm-hmm. Whosoever committed sin transgresses also the law.
So the law is God's commandments.
Yes.
It's his word.
Mm-hmm.
And if you sin, you're transgressing God's commandment.
Yes.
That's death.
Mm-hmm.
And cursing. What?
Yes. For sin is the transgression of the law.
So we know the rules of the game. That's the rules of the house.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
What does the seventh verse say?
Mm-hmm.
Little children.
Little children, let no man deceive you.
So we don't want all these preachers out here trying to deceive us about this game. about what we're in serving God.
All right.
Let no man deceive you what?
He that doeth righteousness is righteous.
Is righteous what?
Even as he is righteous.
Because the Lord said it shall be our righteousness if we observe to do all these commandments. So don't let these preachers deceive you and say, well, the commandments was done away with. You'll never be in the game.
That's right.
Read.
He that committeth sin is of the devil.
Now you need to know this. If you break God's commandments, you're of the devil.
Mm-hmm.
The inspiration of God moved his anointed to write this.
Right.
What?
For the devil sinneth from the beginning.
So from the very beginning, when the game started, the devil caused God's people to sin.
Yes.
What?
For this purpose.
What?
The Son of God was manifested that he might destroy the works of the
devil. So this is part of the game. Let's destroy the works of the devil. So that we will inherit the blessings.
Yes.
What?
Whosoever is born of God.
Listen to the rules of the house.
Mm-hmm.
Rules of the game.
Yes.
Whosoever is born of God. What?
Doth not commit sin.
Why?
For his seed remaineth in him.
What?
And he cannot sin because he is born of God.
In what? The 10th verse. What does it say?
In this the children of God
in
are
this,
manifest.
This is the rules. This is the game now.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you know you're winning. In this the children of God are manifest.
Yes.
What?
And the children of the devil.
So you know who you are by the rules here.
Yes.
Of the game.
Yes.
In this the children of God are manifest, mm-hmm. and the children of the devil. What?
Whosoever doeth not righteousness
what?
Is not of God.
You're not in the game if you're not doing righteousness. And I'll say it again.
Mm-hmm.
The scripture says it shall be our righteousness
yes.
if we observe to do all these commandments.
Yes.
Let no man deceive you.
Mm-hmm.
He that doeth righteousness is righteous even as he is righteous. Let's go to 1 Peter 5
mm-hmm.
and 1.
All right.
This is beautiful. The game of life. And if you don't know what the game is, you are lost already. You're not going to win eternal life with God. 1 Peter 5 and 1. What does it say?
The elders which are among you, I exhort.
What?
Who am also an elder.
We're exhorting all the elders, all the preachers that say they're called by God's name.
All right.
Who am an elder mm-hmm. and a witness,
and
what?
A witness of the sufferings of Christ.
What?
And also a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed.
So in order to be a partaker of the glory, that's part of the benefits of the game. That mm-hmm. means you're a partaker of his divine nature.
Yes.
That's God's glory.
Yes.
Partaker of the Spirit. Yes. So many say, I'm in the Spirit. I got the Spirit. Well, why don't you agree with the Word if
that's
you've
right.
got the Spirit?
That's right.
Read.
Feed the flock of God.
Feed the flock of God. What?
Which is among you.
What?
Taking the oversight thereof.
What?
Not by constraint.
Not by constraint, but what?
But willingly.
What?
Not for filthy lucre.
What?
But of a ready mind.
Isn't that beautiful? Of a ready mind. Read the fourth verse. What does it say?
Uh-huh. And when the chief shepherd shall appear,
what?
Ye shall receive a crown of glory.
Now this is our reward. A crown of glory. That's eternal life.
Yes.
Crown of glory.
That
what?
Fadeth not away.
The only thing don't fade away is God's word.
That's right.
God's spirit.
Mm-hmm.
God. Eternal life. It's forever.
Yes.
Read the seventh verse. What does it say?
Casting all your cares upon God.
So in order to win this game, we have to cast all our care upon God.
For
all our care upon the chief shepherd.
All right.
For what?
For he careth for you.
What?
Be sober.
Now, in order to win this game, we have to be sober.
Be vigilant.
We have to be vigilant. What?
Because your adversary.
That's our adversary out here trying to gulp us up.
Yes.
What?
The devil, as a roaring lion.
What?
Walketh about seeking whom he may devour.
That's his job here in the game.
Yes.
We've seen these pictures about ones put in mazes, got to get to the other side for life.
Mm-hmm.
And they have all the monsters come out and all of this. But that devil, he don't look like a monster.
No.
He don't look ugly. He's pretty.
All right.
He's sweet.
All right.
He has blessings for you.
Yes.
But don't be gobbled up. He's
right.
seeking whom he may
devour.
The only way you escape that devil is follow the rules of the house.
Yes.
Put all your care upon God.
Yes.
Whom resist steadfast. What?
Steadfast in the faith.
What?
Knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren
what?
That are in the world.
Even our brethren, our natural loved ones, are afflicted in this world in the same game. They just don't know they're in the game.
That's right.
They just don't know who's gobbling them up.
All right.
Go to 1 Corinthians 9:24. This is the game of life.
Yes.
And we're truly in a game. And if we want to escape and come out victoriously in and with life, we have to follow God.
Yes, we do.
God is the only one who can get us through this maze we're in, this game of life.
Mm-hmm.
1 Corinthians 9:24, what does it say?
Know ye not?
Know ye not.
That they which run in a race run all.
All right, what?
But one receiveth the prize.
So we're in a race to escape from being eaten up by that devil.
Yes.
Because the devil don't want us to reach the other side. That's God.
Yes.
Life.
Yes.
And you reach God right here in this life.
Yes.
When you come out of the world.
Mm-hmm.
We run.
Yes.
But.
So run.
Know ye not
mm-hmm.
that they which run in a race run all, but one
receiveth
the prize. What?
So run that ye may obtain.
So now the game is, if you're not one with God, you're not going to make this race.
That's right.
It's not about who gets there first. It's about being one.
Yes.
Only one receives the prize.
Yes.
If you're not one with God's word, if you're not one with the law, with God's commandments, you're not going to win this race.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Let's go to St. John 10:30.
All right.
Jesus said, I'm just like Jesus. Well, ain't many saying that today. I say that. How many believe it?
That's right.
I tell you who don't believe it, those that don't keep God's commandments.
All right.
But the commandment keepers believe the one that God sent.
Amen.
They believe you can be one with God. Isn't that beautiful? St. John 10:30, what does it say?
I and my Father are one.
Now, wait a minute. If we got the mind of Christ, should we have the same testimony?
Yes.
I'm one with the Father.
Yes.
Because I'm one with not having God before God. Not making any graven images, not taking his name in vain. I'm one with that.
Yes.
I'm one with remembering the Sabbath day to keep it holy.
Mm-hmm.
Are you? Because the Holy Ghost, the water, and the blood, if you're of that, you should agree in the word.
Yes.
Because that is the Father.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
36th verse says what?
Mm-hmm. Say ye of him whom the Father hath sanctified
what?
And sent into the world.
What?
Thou blasphemest because I said I am the Son of God.
You're saying that I'm blaspheming, the Lord said, because I'm the Son of God. You said I'm blaspheming?
Mm-hmm.
Ones may hear this broadcast. You say that I'm blaspheming because I say I have the mind of Christ. I'm one with God. Shouldn't you be?
All right.
Aren't all of God's people?
Yes.
Then the Lord said, make them one. Read.
Yes. If I do not the works of my Father,
what?
Believe me not.
Don't believe me if I do not the works. So many don't know what the works of God is.
They don't.
What?
But if I do.
If I do.
Though ye believe not me.
What?
Believe the works.
Believe the works. What?
That ye may know and believe.
What?
That the Father is in me.
What?
And I in him.
Let's go to James.
All
so
right.
Many don't know the works of God. And it's because the preachers don't know the works of
All
God.
Right.
Like the priests, like the
like
people.
The people.
That's why the people don't know they're in the game.
All right.
But we run.
Yes.
Being one.
Yes.
To receive the prize.
Yes.
That's part of the game. That's a parable.
All right.
If you're not one, it's not running that you come out first. No,
no,
not that.
Mm-mm.
It's running, but only one receives the prize.
Right. Yes.
And I believe the Lord said there's none good but one.
But one.
That is God.
Yes.
So if you're not one with God, you're not in the game.
That's right.
You're not in the race.
That's right.
But if you're one, you'll receive the prize.
Isn't that beautiful?
Though you may be last.
Yes. All right.
Isn't that beautiful?
All right.
Isn't that beautiful? James 1:25, what does it say?
Thank God. 25, for he.
But who? 1 and 25, James.
But whoso
what?
Looketh into the perfect law of liberty.
What? Now, wait a minute. That law again, talking about God's law. Because the Lord said, I come not to destroy the law or the prophets, but whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty. What?
And continueth therein.
What?
He being not a forgetful hearer.
What?
But a doer of the word.
That's God's work. The word is God's work that he did.
Yes.
And he, being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer
of the work.
Of the work, what?
This man shall be blessed in his deeds.
Now you're getting a blessing in the game.
Yes.
Because it's life.
Yes.
It's good. It's blessings when you obey and do the work. Isn't
yes.
that beautiful?
Yes.
Let's go to St. John 17.
All right.
St. Beautiful. John 17 and 16.
Mm-hmm.
We want to be one with God. If you're not one with God, you're not going anywhere. You're not going back with God saying, oh, I love everybody.
No.
But your love is not the love of God.
Right.
Because the Lord said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Yeah. St. John 17 and 16. What does it say?
They are not of the world.
What?
Even as I am not of the world.
God was talking about his people.
Yes.
The Lord is talking about his people. They are not of the world. Even as I am not of the world. If you're of the world, you're not in the game. You are yet in the world. You're out of the game. But if you're in the commandments, if you're in God's word, if you're in God, if you're in Jesus,
yes,
you're in the game of life.
In the game of life.
Read.
Sanctify them.
Sanctify them.
Through thy truth.
What?
Thy word is truth.
Well, the word is the law. Word is truth. Mm-hmm. And when you're sanctified, you're in the game.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful? Yeah. Read 21st verse. What does it say?
Mm-hmm. That they all may be one.
There's that one now. Because there's none good but one.
One.
And our plight and our strive is that they all may be one.
As thou, Father, art in me.
What?
And I in thee. That they also may be one in
us. Oh, so wait a minute. If one is one in the Lord, as the Lord was one in the Father,
mm-hmm.
God want all his people to be one in them,
yes.
in the Father and in the Son.
Yes.
One with his word.
Yes.
So you should say like the Lord, I come not to destroy the law or the prophets. I come to fulfill.
Yes.
So we're here to fulfill God's word.
Yes, we are.
That we can get the blessings of the game.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
Read the 23rd verse. What does it say?
I in them. And thou in me.
What?
That they may be made perfect
what?
In one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me
what?
And hast loved them as thou hast loved me.
Isn't that beautiful? 1 Corinthians, let's read that again. 1
Lord.
Corinthians 9 mm-hmm. and 24.
Yes, thank
this
you.
Is how ones know, and that's the ones that know are the ones that come into the game.
Mm-hmm.
They know that God has sent us.
Yes.
Because we're one with the word.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And you can only learn being one with the word if one is
yes.
one with the word.
Yes. That's right.
1 nope. Corinthians, read it again.
Mm-hmm. Know ye not?
Know ye not.
That they which run in a race, run all, but one receiveth the prize.
Only one going to receive the prize. So if you don't have a one mind, when you're in the game of life, you're not going to get the prize
mm-hmm.
at the end. What?
So run.
What?
That ye may obtain. And every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things.
So we want to be temperate. Now, even the world understands temperance. What?
Now they do it to obtain a corruptible
now
crown.
Now they do it to obtain a crown, but that crown is corruptible. And you can be temperate without God. Because
mm-hmm.
the devil can do good and evil.
Yes.
Does good and he's yet evil.
Mm-hmm.
And you can be temperate. That don't get you eternal life.
No.
But we do it.
But we an incorruptible.
But we an incorruptible crown. We're doing
mm-hmm.
it for eternal life.
Yes.
Not to have 10 million members.
All right.
Let's go mm-hmm. to, did you read 1 Timothy? 6
Timothy.
And 12. Let's go there.
All right.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes. Beautiful.
Saints, we want to keep this in our minds.
Yes,
this is
we
what
do.
We're in. The game of life.
Mm-hmm.
1 Timothy 6 and 12.
Fight.
Fight.
The good fight of faith.
And in this game, you got to fight
yes.
for your life.
Yes.
You don't fight.
That's right.
Devil going to eat you up.
Yes.
If you don't fight, the devil going to knock you out in the first round.
That's right.
Isn't that beautiful?
Right. Yes.
But we fight for eternal life.
Life.
The good
yes.
fight of faith.
Fight
it's called.
The
that beautiful?
Good fight
the game.
Of faith.
All of these are parables. So, but God don't play games. Yes, he does. He wrestled with Jacob.
Yes, he sure did. Yes,
that
he
was
did.
The that was the angel. That was God.
It was God.
He wrestled.
He did.
Because God is in the game.
Yes.
Life is a game. People just don't know it.
That's right.
But he said, blessed are your eyes for you see.